creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
No. We're going to do an email in 50 words or less. And then I listened to the BFO, and Big Fatty said, if you want to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2013, send me in 25 words or less. So I apologize. That is merely coincidence. But, you know, if you're going to steal from the best. And really, when it comes to listeners and listener support, Big Fatty is the best. And I really stand by that. Boy, I am exhausted.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But, you know, if you're going to steal from the best.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1405 of the BFO 44, right? The 14th of June 2013. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to give you the schedule for the big Pride 48 weekend. Yes. Hello, Wavers. Big. I'm saluting. Hi, everyone. I hope everything is going well. Y'all, your waivers today, and we're having this music because in the U.S. of A, today is Flag Day. Big Fatty, thank goodness there's an L in it. Well, anyway, hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Big Fatty already said that. I know. But anyway, y'all, it's kind of a very productive day in the coal mine on Thursday. Well, first of all, let me just back up. Big Fatty, are you going to make that beeping sound if you're backing up? No. Larry Cly and old Veda, they are over in the Hatlanta. They did not go over to see the Hats. They were there for an official function. And they'll be back later today. And y'all, that's a good thing because you know that Drusilla Blomey, the number two fan of the BFO for 2013. Y'all, he is coming to Charleston today. He'll be overnighting, as they say, in the Charleston area. And evidently, there'll be a small meet and greet with Drusilla Blomey. Y'all, I hope there's supper involved, or perhaps a Tango Ray and Tonic. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, let me tell you, Wednesday night, Big Fatty went to bed. Now, y'all, I'm not sure what to credit it to, it could be a combination of these three things. Y'all, in the Fat Cave, I have window air conditioners. And what Big Fatty normally has done is he will leave the door to the love chamber open and have the hallway off the love chamber be cooled as well, and then close off the rest of the house. Well, last night I decided I'm just going to air condition the love chamber so it was a little bit cooler, okay? Number two, you know, I'm a straight boyfriend, straight Bob. Y'all, who I heard from, y'all, all I got to say is, straight Bob needs to move to Charleston and be the kind of straight boyfriend that handles automotive things for me. Not that the Faye driver is anything close to being straight, because, y'all, he's as gay as a giggle. Big Fatty. But anyway, straight Bob was telling me all these things about my windshield wipers and all this kind of stuff, and you know, it'd only take a couple of minutes to do this. Well, why isn't he here doing it? That's what I want to know. Why isn't he here doing it? But anyway, so Straight Bob, get on that. Big Fatty, don't tell Straight Bob to get on something. No. anyway, he had told me, he had told me to take it's not niacin, it's What did he tell me to take? Magnesium. So, you know, I've been taking my magnesium this week. So, and you know, he says one of the side effects of that was that you sleep better. Well, so that's two things. And then, of course, that Moose P, you know, he's up there in the Raleigh, North Carolina, and y'all, evidently, they're getting one hell of a storm up there as I record this. And by the way, y'all, did you see on the Twitter that Moose P and his hubby, they're going to get new bunnies. They're going to get new bunnies in August. So that's just lovely. We're very happy about that for them. But that Moose P, you know, he got me going on that red wine. And y'all, I bought the case of it and everything. And so I had a glass of it on Wednesday night also. So y'all, I don't know if it was the red wine or the magnesium or the cooler love chamber, but y'all, I slept like a log. Beef, fatty. And y'all, it was wonderful. Y'all, I woke up just as rested as I could be. At 5:30 a.m. in the morning, y'all, and I rolled over and I took another little nap and I woke up and it was 5:45. And then I rolled over again and I took another little nap and it was 6 a.m. in the morning. And then I rolled over and the alarm finally went off at 10 minutes after 6 a.m. in the morning. And so I hit the snooze bar like I always do and slept 8 more minutes to 6:18 a.m. in the morning. And then I hit the snooze bar again, and then I got up at 6:26 a.m. in the morning, like I always do. Beh, Freddy, you've got it down to a science. So, y'all, I received an e-letter, and y'all, this is a mystery. I wonder if I have some sort of mystery music. Big Freddy, I bet you do! Yeah, Gussie, Big Freddy. Gavin has sent me an e-letter. He told me to check my e-letters when I got home. There was nothing there. I told him there's nothing there. He says, check your spam. I checked it, nothing there. And, y'all, I think he forgot to send the damn thing, because when he sent a copy of it, the first copy arrived instantaneously with the second copy, and then there was a third copy that came in. So, y'all, I think he's just losing it. But, y'all, we're gonna move forward anyway with this information. Y'all, the title of this is Whore This Out. And y'all, who better to whore something out than Big Fatty? You can say that again, Big Fatty. Y'all, who better to whore some Big Fatty? Anyway, it says, do me a favor. I'm announcing a member of the Pride 48 family who will be starting a brand new little show. I'm not telling who, but it is someone who has never done a little show before. Can you please mention it on your little show? I will announce it this coming Saturday. Y'all, that'd be tomorrow, the 15th, on Gavin's little show, the Stick It With a Poke. So, y'all, tune in. Tune in Saturday at 7 p.m. in the evening to the Stick It With a Poke and find out who's going to do a little show. Y'all, I don't have any idea who it's going to be. Big Fatty, do you think that there might be cake for that? Oh, well, why would there be cake for that? Well, but it's kind of like a birthday. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm in the shower. We'll get to the celebrations in just a second, but I'm in the shower. On Thursday morning, I hear ding, ding. You know, that means I've got a testimonium. And y'all, so I get out of the shower, and I've dolled myself up. And y'all, I go over, and it's from that turnip head up there in the northern Mexico. And he says, oh, today is my summer birthday. And y'all, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. He says, well, Thursday was 6 months to his actual birthday, so that this is his summer birthday, but it was a shitty summer day. Be ready. So anyway, but y'all, we do have other than today being Flag Day, y'all, and tomorrow is the birth of that brand new little show, but y'all, on Sunday we have not one, Not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one from that Greetings from Nowhere little show out there on the left coast. Y'all, it is that Zombie Girl TJ. Y'all, you know, we met Zombie Girl TJ last year at the Pride 48. And y'all, she's just lovely. And y'all, she's got a wild streak to her. So I'm sure Nicole's probably got something vulgar plan for. But anyway, so Zombie Girl TJ, I hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, how could we forget it, Mister? Y'all, he's the male version of Nessa. Y'all, it is from that little show called It's All About Jeremy. And y'all, it is the M in me. It is, no, it isn't. Perfect, honey, you fucked it up. It is the E in me, y'all. It is Ed of the All About Me little show that is celebrating exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, it just gets worse, Big Fatty. It just gets worse. You're telling me, Poodle. So anyway, y'all, make sure you wish them a happy celebration of the exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, make sure Jeremy makes a cake. Yeah, guys, y'all, you know, yesterday we did the 60 greatest quiz programs from the TV Guide, and y'all, I thought that today I would play a couple of quiz program theme songs, and I'm gonna play. These will be from the top 10. I'm not gonna tell you which ones they are, but see if you can figure out which of the. And I'm not gonna play all 10 of them, but see if you can figure out. And y'all, this is not gonna be as easy as it sounds. See if you can figure out which ones these are. Yes, Big Freddy, get a pencil.
Three contestants. This is Miss Kim Elam from New York City. This is Mr. Kent Jarrell from Vienna, Virginia. And this is our champion, Mrs. Karen Striesman from Freeville, New York.
Thank you.
Gussie, now y'all, I told you it's going to be difficult because y'all, those are older versions of the theme songs from 5 of the 10 little quiz programs that were in the top 10 yesterday. But these are the older versions of those quiz program songs. Y'all, it was the first one was What's My Line? The second one was The Price is Right. Y'all, that's when Bill Cullen hosted The Price is Right. The third one was Jeopardy when Art Fleming hosted it. The fourth one was The Match Game. And y'all, this one that you're still hearing in the background, you're going, oh, Big Fatty, that's Ask Big Fatty. Well, yeah, nowadays it's Axe Big Fatty. But y'all, that is the original Wheel of Fortune with that Chuck Woolery. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Wednesday night, that Daniel Biba and I got together, and y'all, we put the schedule together for the Pride 48 coming up next weekend, the 21st through the 23rd of June. Y'all, we're going to kick off on that Friday. It's a week from today, that evening at 8:30 p.m. in the evening. All these are Eastern times, with the kickoff show at 9 p.m. will be y'all, at 10 p.m. on Friday night, be catching up, also known as the Joe Patant Show. 11 p.m. in the evening is the Cocktails and Cream Puffs with that Joey Bukkake, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, then at 10 a.m. on Saturday, y'all, that John Ong's going to do his Ding Da Lo Sing. And y'all, that's that one where he talks Mexican. Then at noon, the Sadist Fair will be on. 1 p.m., Chubbs Gone Wild. 2 p.m. in the afternoon, that Mad Dingo. That's that Wendy Cameron. 3 p.m., we got a hole right there, so we're waiting to hear from a couple of other folks. 4 p.m. will be Dubious Intentions. 5 p.m., y'all, the return of the Angry Pantry. 6 p.m., Instant Gratification. 7 p.m., Working It Out. 8 p.m., It's All About Jarrett Me. 9 p.m. will be Stick It With a Pope. 10 p.m. will be the Ramble Reteed. And at 11 p.m. Saturday night will be David That Blue Jeans Guy. Then on Sunday, we'll start at noon with Secretly Timid. 1 p.m. in the afternoon is the Foul Monkeys. 2 p.m. will be Spanking Biafra. 3 p.m. on Sunday is those kids over there at the Lotzel. 4 p.m. is the Little Aussie Battler. 5 p.m. is the Chaotic Ravings. 6 p.m. is the Greetings from Nowhere. 7 p.m. will be Ding Da Bell. And then the closing show will be at 8 p.m. that evening. Yes! Oh dear Gussie, y'all, don't forget, the final State of the Station before the June event will be this coming Sunday night at 7 p.m. over at Pride 48. And if there are any other little shows, I know that Atlanta Cast, I'm not sure if they're going to be able to get it together or not, but if there are other little shows that would like to be included, there are still some slots. They'll be either early morning or late night. But we can work you in, that's for sure. And Joey, would you like to read us what is quilted on that little pillow that you sit on?
But, you know, if you're going to steal from the best.
Oh, I knew your grandmother had wise words.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.